Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from Book Expo America 2014 in New York City, and our guest today is author Terry Brisbane, whose new book, Yield to the Highlander, is out this month. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Jane.
This must be bittersweet. Yield to the Highlander is the final story in the McCleary clan series, and that's been going on since 2006. What was it about the McClearys that captured your readers and obviously you?
I think that they were just, to me, the quintessential Scotland Highlander male alpha hero, and yet they were both men of their time but also different. And I just was taken in by the clan when I met them, when they introduced themselves to me, especially Connor, the very first in Taming the Highlander, who really got a bad rap, and he's been in each of the books and each of the stories, so we've continued to see him, but I fell in love with him as the readers did.
So what is it that connects them above and beyond the clan?
Actually, it is the clan. The first three Highlanders are the parents of the rest of the series. So I did the first three and then said, what happens to the kids? And readers asked me, well, what's going to happen to the kids? So the rest of the series, the most recent ones, up to Yield to the Highlander, involved their children.
Your first novel was a time travel romance, and now you're writing historicals and paranormal romance. What is it that draws you about history? And can you talk a little bit about world building?
Well, with history, I've just always been fascinated. I've been a history geek for a long time, and I have to say I'm the proud mother of a history teacher now, so it went down the genes. But history's just always intrigued me. What was the real life like? What would people be like? What would their lives be like? And I read extensively, and historical romances were the first romances that grabbed my attention. I still remember Julie Garwood, The Gift and the Prize for my first two, and historicals, and they sent me looking for more. So I think that's really what drew me to it. World building, wow, you still have to create your own version of history. So I do a lot of research and then I play with it from there.
Harlequin historicals are sexy, compelling reads set in a huge variety of popular and unique settings and time periods. What would you say to someone who hadn't tried them?
Well, I think you hit on exactly the key things I would tell them. We're kind of somewhere in between single title and series, and a lot of people don't know about us, but we do have sexy, compelling reads and the variety of history. We go from China to Regency England to Western America during the historical times, cowboys, Scotland, and India. And so there's a big variety. So whatever someone is looking for, whatever time and place someone is looking for a historical romance, there's one from Harlequin.
And now there's a historical romance that's on the USA Today bestseller list. Your book, The Highlander's Dangerous Temptation, just hit the list this week. How does that feel?
I'm still smiling, as you can see. It's wonderful. It's an absolutely wonderful experience. I have to say thanks to Harlequin giving a push to the book and getting it out there where readers could find it. It's been a fabulous experience. So I think I've done too many screenshots of the list and the rankings this week, but it's been fun.
Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the book, Yield to the Highlander?
Oh, yes. Yield to the Highlander, being the final book, I decided to start the series with the father and end it with, of course, the son. And so this is someone, Aidan McCleary is arrogant and entitled and really thinks that basically what he wants is what he has and what he'll get. And he runs up against a woman who actually belongs to someone else. And so he's not used to hearing the word no, and he doesn't quite know how to respond. So it's the story of the attraction, the refusal, and what happens on from there. But I based it, basically, it's a David and Bathsheba story. So we've got, literally, he sees her at the well and wants her, but she belongs to someone else.
It sounds wonderful. What can readers expect from you next?
I'm very excited. I am just starting a new series, one ends, one begins, called The Feuding. I just discovered two clans in Scotland that actually had a feud that lasted more than 350 years. And so I thought, lots of stories. So I've been working on the very first of that series. So hopefully early next year from Harlequin Historical.
It sounds wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us today, and all the very best with Yield to the Highlander, and congratulations on hitting the list.
Thank you, Jane.